You're listening to SBS News.
What was meant to be a fun day out for the family turned into the stuff of nightmares when a vehicle ploughed through a Christmas parade in the US state of Wisconsin. It knocked down dozens of people, including children waving pom-poms and a group of dancing grandmothers. Jaden Singsime and his mother Jody were in the crowd when the incident occurred.
It happened so suddenly and so quick, and the truck came out of nowhere, and all of a sudden you just hear the sound of people getting hit.
The sound was crazy.
The sound was scarring, and so was the image of it.
Five people died and 48 others were injured. Waukesha Police Chief Daniel Thompson says the victims include two women in their 50s, two in their 70s, and a man in his 80s.
The suspect involved in this tragic incident is identified as Daryl E. Brooks, a male 39 years of age, who is a resident of City, Milwaukee. At this time, the Waukesha Police Department is referring five counts of first-degree intentional homicide with additional charges based on the investigation. But those will come in time.
He describes how authorities believe the events unfolded.
We have information that the suspect prior to the incident was involved in a domestic disturbance, which was just minutes prior, and the suspect left that scene just prior to our arrival.
While police weren't pursuing Brooks when he drove into the parade, one officer fired his gun to try to stop the vehicle. Chief Thompson says although the motive for the attack is still unknown, it's clear he acted intentionally.
We actually had a squad and barricades up, and he drove right through the barricades and the officers. When the officer tried to engage and stop the threat, he still continued through the crowd.
Authorities say there's no evidence to suggest it was a terror incident. President Joe Biden says his administration is monitoring the situation very closely.
Last night, the people of Waukesha were gathered to celebrate the start of a season of hope and togetherness and Thanksgiving. This morning, Jill and I and the entire Biden family, and I'm sure all of us, pray that that same spirit's going to embrace and lift up all the victims of this tragedy, bringing comfort to those recovering from the injuries, and wrapping the families of those who died in the support of their community.
The FBI is assisting local police in their investigation. Amy Hall, SBS News.